Welcome to the Our Lady of Perpetual Help podcast series, recorded live during the liturgy at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Catholic Church in Ellicott City, Maryland.
This homily is from the 20th Sunday in Ordinary Time, 2017.
Over the last couple of weeks, three of our young adult couples have been in touch with me about their recent engagements, and it's always wonderful to hear that news. And at the same time that I was hearing about all these engagements that just have all recently happened, that happened to see one of the viral videos out on social media about a guy who had staged his proposal to his girlfriend in a very public setting. I think the whole video probably was staged, because a lot of those are. But the way that the proposal played out was he was in what looked like the big courtyard of a mall, and he gathered everybody around as his girlfriend came. He proposed, and she said no. And like I said, a lot of those that get quick hits, you find out later on, well, we were just having fun, and it was all fake. But seeing that video in the midst of the three of our couples sharing with me that they were just recently engaged, it reminded me that in that dynamic, there's a wonderful mystery at play where you have this thing going on where you have been chosen. So the guy proposes to his girlfriend, and the girlfriend has been chosen, but then at the same moment that one has been chosen, you also have to choose. So obviously, when a young man proposes to his girlfriend, it has to be both that, but also her response. Otherwise, it doesn't work too well. And there's a mystery there in love that plays out that way, but especially in the spiritual life. What we see happen in an engaged couple, that mystery of having been chosen, but then having to choose, that is to respond and say, yes, I want that too. That dynamic, that mystery, is at the core of our spiritual life, our relationship with the Lord. And I was thinking about that more the last few weeks. We've been praying a lot for our college students that are getting ready to go back onto campus. Been praying a lot, especially at daily mass, for our new college freshmen that are all around this week or so, have packed up or are packing up and heading off. But I was thinking about it because certainly the Lord loves them tremendously, wants them to enjoy a life filled with joy as they stay close to Him. But we know the stats that out of everybody who stops practicing the faith, the overwhelming majority of that, like 80-something percent of those who stop practicing the faith, do so during college. So, the mystery again. How could it be that the Lord is choosing them in the most wonderful and dramatic of ways, on the cross, giving His life up for them, and yet 80-something percent of them, of our Catholic college students and college, no longer practicing the faith? Back to that mystery, to have both been chosen, but then needing to choose, that is to respond and say, I want that too. And this wonderful, mysterious thing is at play in the readings today. Last week in the second reading, we heard Paul really kind of crying out from his heart, saying of his fellow Israelites, how could it be that they're the ones that were first chosen by God? They received the law. They were the ones who received the prophets. They were the ones who were given the gift of the temple. They were the ones that God spoke to. And yet, Paul says, they've rejected the greatest thing that He's done for them. And in that part of the letter to the Romans, it continues today where Paul says, maybe, as he's speaking to the Gentiles, maybe in my ministry to you, maybe they will get jealous and then say, well, we don't want to miss out on this either. But Paul's heart is broken over the same mystery. God has chosen them, but it's not enough that he chose them. Like, just listen to that again, because that's really amazing. It is not enough that God chose the Israelites. That alone does not save them. But what's also required is their choice back. Lord, we want you as well. That's the heart of the mystery. In the gospel today, we see the Lord's choice of Israel alone opening up as this Canaanite woman makes this beautiful response of faith to the Lord. Lord, I want you. I want your healing for my daughter. I want the gift that you've come to bring. And it doesn't matter if I'm not part of those who are originally chosen. Even in the family's house, even your pets get to eat the scraps that fall from the table. So, Lord, so this mystery is at play. And for us, the main thing that I want you to hear is that core, that it is not enough that God has chosen you. Have you, in turn, in your life, made that deliberate choice, that response back to him, to complete the mystery, having been chosen but needing to choose? It's not enough that your parents wanted to have you baptized. I can say, and it sounds horrible, but that almost doesn't mean much at all, given the number of baptized Christians who have no idea what all of this is about and whose lives look no different from one who's never heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. So there's nothing magical in baptism. It requires a faith that opens up. So, in your life, have you made that response? So, now some of you might be thinking, well, I don't know. What does it look like that I would have made that response back? So, let me take it back to the image of marriage and give you just a couple things that response should look like in our life. So, one, kind of back to the engagement. In our relationship with the Lord, like a marriage, there does need to be some definitive moment when we say to the Lord, with a deep desire to commit to him, I love you, and I want this relationship with you. So in a marriage, you have engagement, and then the vows themselves at the wedding. That's big, and that's dramatic. And in our spiritual life, there does need to be some definitive anchor, a moment in which we said to the Lord, Lord, I'm making a decision that I love you, and I want this relationship with you, and I'm committing myself to living out that relationship. So we need that. Now, also in a marriage, you know that there are lots of things that are built into your marriage that you might regard as kind of like the obligations of marriage. The need to keep up the house, keep it clean, run errands, like do all of those things that you might put under the category of menial. Now, some of those you might be doing simply because, well, I've got to do it. But that obligation to care for the family and to care for your spouse, there is an opportunity in that to let it not be just obligation, but to actually let it be another way that you're expressing your love for your spouse and your family. So that the little things you do to keep up the house and the errands you run and having to work to pay the bills to support your family, all of that can become your way of saying, this is not just obligation, but this is my way of saying to my spouse and to my family, I love you, and I'm this committed to you. Now, in the spiritual life, the same thing happens. We all know that the Lord commands Sunday Mass. He tells us, keep holy the Sabbath. Now, there's probably a good chunk of you here today that might be here still more out of obligation. But when you hear me saying to you that in your relationship with the Lord, there has to be that response, you're choosing Him back, Sunday Mass can be at the heart of that, where it's no longer just something you do because you're obliged to do it, but it becomes your way of saying, Lord, I want this relationship. So that's another element, another way that we give our yes back to Him. A third, and we kind of see this in the gospel with the Canaanite woman, are all of the opportunities in the midst of trial, of struggles and sufferings, where we're given a chance to be very deliberate in our love for the Lord. So again, back to married life and family life. When a mom or a dad gets up at 3 a.m. to take care of their son or their daughter who's sick, that's a real sacrifice. Especially when you know that you're probably not going to get back to sleep and that morning's going to just kind of blend into work and then it's going to be a super long day. But in that moment, you're given the opportunity at a level in your heart that's a little bit deeper to say, I'm doing this not just because I have to, but I'm doing it because I love my son or my daughter or my spouse, whatever the situation might be. And that too becomes an opportunity to give that response to the Lord. So what I'm saying to you is, every one of us in our life, our spiritual life, has got to make a response to Him. And I think there are a lot of Christians before whom the Lord has bowed down on one knee and has said, I love you, I want to be in an exclusive, lifelong covenant with you, and He's there, but there hasn't been a response yet. That's awkward in the realm of married life. But somehow in the spiritual life, we seem to be more comfortable with it. But I don't want you to be comfortable with that. So today, to hear that core message that we have playing out in all of the readings, He chooses us, but in turn we have to make a choice. And to help you to see what that looks like, the core moments, all of the other layers to it that fill a life where we end up saying, Lord, I do love you, and I want to be in that relationship with you. So one of the most beautiful moments for that at Mass is Holy Communion. When you're presented with the body of Christ, which is the confession of His love for you, those are His wedding vows. This is my body given up for you, my blood shed for you. Our amen is our opportunity to say, Lord, I love you too. And I want to be in that relationship with you as well. So don't miss that great moment that we have at Mass today, at every Mass, to be able to make our own response back, our own choosing of the Lord, who in His love for us first came and chose us.
Thank you for listening to the Our Lady of Perpetual Help podcast series. We invite you to visit our website at www.olphparish.org to get connected with everything our parish has to offer.